countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Now, the European Commission is in the process of drawing up a new-look common agricultural policy for the EU's 10 million farm families. Each member state has been asked to submit a strategy or plan on how they'll implement the policy, which is set to be rolled out for the next 4 years from next year. The Commission has written back to Irish Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, observing that more ambition needs to be demonstrated by Ireland to protect the environment and biodiversity, and points to the rapid growth of the Irish dairy herd in recent years. Brussels wants clarification on how Ireland is going to meet targets before it'll sign off on the new look CAP strategy. Well, joining me now from Brussels is Maciej Golubiewski, who is the head of cabinet with the EU Agricultural Commissioner Janusz Wojciechowski. Mr. Golubiewski, you're very welcome to Countrywide.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be with you.
Good to talk to you again. So, Maciej, can I begin with the correspondence from CAP? The EU has written to Ireland in response to its strategic plan, outlining some of the concerns I mentioned there. But what are the key issues that need addressing from the point of view of the Commission?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. My Commissioner is sending his best regards to all the farmers in Ireland. Hopefully he'll see them himself soon when he visits. He needs to visit Ireland at some point during his term. But when it comes to your CAP strategic plan, you can actually read the comments sent by the Commission to Ireland, as well as a response from the Ministry, if you just basically go on the website. So every farmer, if he or she is interested in getting to the details, you know, it's all online, published, we're transparent. But the main issue is, there are two main issues. One is obviously the current geopolitical situation, what's happening in Ukraine, the war in Ukraine, the attack of Russia and Ukraine, and then the effects that you've discussed already this morning on the radio on commodity prices, on feed prices, on input prices like fertilizer, etc. This is creating a lot of concern. And here, the main message is that, you know, to all countries, is that in their CAP strategic plans, they should do everything possible to get themselves less dependent on externally sourced inputs, and to further increase their resilience of their agricultural sector. So that, and I think here it nicely segues into some other comments which deal mostly with improving a bit more the environmental and climate ambitions of some of the programs of Ireland and other countries. I think the message goes to all. It's not that Ireland or some of the countries particularly singled out. I mean, every country has its own specificity. And in your case, obviously, you mentioned this dairy herd issue. So here, just, you know, we need to remember that being a bit more ambitious on in kind of environmental and climate ambitions really helps us in the long run. While we have those short-term perturbances, we have these big price shocks, inflation, I think in the long run, getting more resilient by being more sustainable and climate friendly, I think it will also help us in terms of ensuring that there's food security. Because after all, we need to feed the people, and the farmers in Ireland are doing an absolutely great job in trying to combine those high environmental standards and trying to feed their society. So there are two sets of issues, but of course, in terms of details, I don't think we have a lot of time to discuss. But I think a little bit more ideas as to how to create more sinks for CO2 emissions. Trying to see, you have a lot of advantages as Ireland because you have a lot of carbon-rich peat soils, you have a biodiversity, you have a great biodiversity network, you have, you know, you really have a lot to work with to improve your efforts on emissions. But, you know, it's a conversation. So we'll still have time until the end of the year to ensure that we are on the same page before January next year, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you do point to the rapid growth of the dairy herd, but this is from the same commission that actually lifted quotas and sent us off on our merry way with your best wishes to rapidly increase over the past 6 or 7 years. So it's policy rather than anything else that's driven this rapid growth.
Well, look, I don't think it was recent that the quotas are the story of the 70s and 80s. I mean, we had the so-called milk lakes, we had the butter mountains. You know, this milk quota story, it doesn't really go back just to our previous commissioner. So basically, in the last 20 years, we wanted to ensure that there's more market orientation in agriculture, and I think we've achieved that. And I think it's great that the Irish dairy farmers have exploited this opportunity and have grown production in response to demand. I mean, it's pretty much a demand-driven type of phenomenon, and nobody's criticizing the fact that you're doing so good because
But it is impacting on the quality of our water, for example, and soil.
Yes, exactly. So I think it's basically a balancing act. You need, you know, on one hand, we need to respond to demand. On the other hand, you have to look at some of the elements, such as exactly excess nutrients that get into the waters. Well, obviously the emissions part, you know, and but I think that first of all, the Commission will support the farmers in all those efforts. This is the purpose of the cap. We're not just mandating, we are actually trying to incentivize and try to work with member states to come up with programs that would, you know, through good practice and technology, you know, improve the situation. I mean, you have a lot of techniques you could use. You have the low emission slurry spreading, planting more clover, etc., breeding techniques. You have a lot can use to really improve.
But do we need to slow down, maybe cut back on cow numbers or at least plateau?
Nobody in the Commission will tell you to go against the market trends. I mean, nobody will. This is not our business to, you know, we promote the market orientation of agriculture. It needs to, first of all, be competitive. It needs to respond to demand. So we're not going to demand artificial demand closures of farms and things like that. It's just really working through technology, innovation, science, improvements in farming to get to where we want. So, I mean, of course, there's also this, you discussed a little bit the local markets this morning. And this is another thing. I mean, we would like to see more local markets being developed, shorter supply chains, less dependence on external shocks and kind of, you know, extended supply chains around the world. Mm-hmm. So we want strong producer organizations. So I think, you know, more room for small and medium-sized farmers. That should also help.
Okay. We're watching the events in Ukraine with horror from a humanitarian perspective, as you said. But if we focus on food security, which has been threatened by the wars we've discussed and its impact on grain and fertilizer production and prices, is that going to have an impact on the EU's proposed Farm to Fork project, which for our listeners that don't know, is an ambitious plan to make food production cleaner and greener, which obviously means using less fertilizer, using less pesticides, and that will have an impact on yield. So is there a kind of a conflict now developing, or is that being artificially invented by the farm organizations to rail against the Farm to Fork project?
Look, I'm not going to get into the politics of it per se. I think it's very obvious that there are short-term needs. And I think in our communication from March, when you read it very closely, communication called Safeguarding Food Security and Reinforcing the Resilience of Food Systems, it's very clear that we need to have actions on the short term, medium, and long term. And we cannot avoid the long term. About the short term, we already talked about. I'm not going to go into details. We have DG Competition came up with a very ambitious state aid scheme to deal with costs of fertilizer and inputs. This measure has been availed of by Poland and some other countries. If you have fiscal space, you can definitely use this measure up to €35,000 in support for farmers who face high input costs and even, so you can really, and 100,000 for an SME. So you can really, if you have the budget, obviously use this, but we had the crisis reserve mobilized, et cetera. So there's a lot of short-term measures. But then on the long run, we have to understand that if we do not attack the problem of climate change, in the long run, this will still undercut. We cannot mortgage our future by kind of, you know, doing nothing now. I mean, we have to remember that resilience also helps with shocks like Ukraine and the attack on Russia. It's not just about climate. Somehow there's a coincidence that becoming more resilient, becoming more sustainable also means becoming less dependent on those developments. So it's not just the climate, but also those things that happen beyond our borders. And here, I can assure you that there is no contradiction between, and we're not planning on kind of rolling back the kind of, you know, the farm to fork commitments and things like that. I think there has to be obviously a proper attention paid to how to do it. It's all about the means, not about the ends. But you know, if we do not get a bit more ambitious on lowering artificial artificial fertilizers, on lowering dependence on imported inputs, and work with precision farming, precision technology to also reduce costs. Because if you really want to, you know, by using precision farming, you're also in the long run reducing your costs, because you're being a bit more precise about where to put your fertilizer. So this is all, I think, making sense, and it's not contradictory.
Okay, all right. So the farm to fork will not be impacted. It will continue as planned. We're going to leave it there, but it was great chatting to you. And indeed, we do look forward to the Commissioner's visit whenever that will be. And I'm sure he'll find a lot of farmers with lots of questions, and people, obviously, from an environmental perspective as well, have lots of questions for him. But for the moment, thank you very much indeed. That's Maciej Golubiewski there, who is the head of cabinet at DG Agri.